Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Ira Kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the eighth and last topic of Parshas Pinchos, Tmidim u'Musafim. By the Aliyah of Chamishi, Perek Chofches, Posuk Aleph. Vayedaber Adonai el Moshe le'emor, tzav et b'nei Yisrael, v'omartu aleihem, ezkor boni lachmi le'ishai. Reyach nichoichi tishmeru lehakriv li b'moy adoy. Says Hashem to Moshe, command Bnei Israel and tell them to bring me the daily korban, lachmi kavyochel, my daily meal, leishai, to be put on my fires of the mizbeach. Reyach nichoichi, literally translated, that it causes a pleasant fragrance for me. But Rashi later on in Posuk Ches tells us that's not what it means. It means when we do HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rotzoin, it causes him a Nachas Ruach. Tishmeru, you should guard lehakriv li b'moyadoi, to bring it in its proper time, namely, every day. Says Rashi, Tzavez b'nei Yisrael. Rashi wants to know what's the connection between Parshas HaTomid and the previous topic, where Moshe asks Hashem to appoint the next leader over Am Yisrael. Mo'omu l'malo, what's the topic before Yifkoid Hashem? Moshe asks Hashem to appoint a leader. Omole HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ad she'ato metzavei ni, al bonai, you're asking me to take care of my children after you die, to appoint a new leader. Tzavei es bonai olai, you should be commanding my children how to respect me after you die, namely to bring the korban atomit. Moshe lebas melech, shoyse nifteres min oilo. It's a moshel to a daughter of a king, a princess, who is about to die. And she's commanding her husband how to take care of her children after she dies. To which her husband tells her, you're telling me how to take care of your children after you die. How about tell your children how to respect me after you die? So to over here, Moshe Rabbeinu is the Bas Melech, and he's about to die. And he's asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take care of her children, namely Am Yisrael. Which HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells to Moshe, you're asking me to take care of them, how about you tell them how to show respect to me? By bringing a daily korban tomid. Kedeisa besifri. Korboni ze hadam. Korboni is referring to the blood of the korban, which is put on the walls of the mizbeach. Lachmi, that's referring to Eloi Murim, the parts of the korban that go on the fires of the mizbeach. V'chinu oimel, Apostle in Parshas Vayikra, v'iktiro ma'koin ha'mizbecho lechem ishe. What the kohen puts on the mizbech is referred to as lechem, and that's the lachmi in our posuk. That's the emurim, what's put on the fires of the mizbech. Le'ishai anitonim le'ishei mizbechi, put on the fires of the mizbech. Tishmeru, the poshub shot of the posuk seems to be that you should guard to bring the korban every day. But Rashi makes a drasha. There should be representatives of Am Yisrael standing by the korban, davening that should be accepted. After all the korbanos tzibur in the Beis Hamikdash are coming from the whole Am Yisrael, from the Machzis HaShekel. It's only proper that a representative of the Bailin should be there davening that should be accepted. Mikalomdu v'tiknu ma'amodos, this is where Chazal m'metaken, ma'amodos, people to stand on the korban and daven that should be accepted. B'moy adoy, in its time. When is its time? B'chol yoyim umoy, that's meeting. That's every day. The tomid is a daily korban. Posu gimol v'omarta lohem ezeho yishay asher takrivu ladoinoy kivosim b'nei shono semimim eshnaim layoyim oylo somid. And you should tell them, says Rashi, who is the them? Tell Bezdin that they should take charge and make sure that it should be done on a daily basis. Zeho Yisheh, this is the korban to be put on the fires of the Mizbeach that you should bring for Hashem. Two kvosim, two sheep, whole without a blemish, every day as a korban oilo. Says Rashi, V'omar Tolohem, Azhor LeBezdin, Shnaim LaYoyim Kipshutoi. The poshub shad of the posik means two kvosim daily. But this seems to be extra, because the next pasuk Dalit says, "Esakeves echod tasev aboyker veisakeves hasheni tasev bonamoy." So I know that there are two kvosim. So why is he telling me shnaim layoyim? Says Rashi the drasha, V'iker bol olam eishu nishchot mikneged hayoim. The drosh is that the word yoim means sun. It's referring to the sun, which makes the day. So you have to shech the korban opposite where the sun is at this time. So tomid shel shachal, when the sun is coming up from the east, you shecht it b'mayrov, opposite where the sun is coming from. V'shel bein ha'boim, in the afternoon, when the sun is in the west, b'mizrochon shel tabois, on the eastern side of the rings, that's where they locked the neck of the animal in to lock it down to be able to shecht it. Of course, all korban oilos are shechted on the northern side of the Azorah. When we say Mayrov and Mizrach, we mean of the northern part of the Azorah. This is the western part and the eastern part. Posuk dale de sakeves echon taase vabuike oven sakeves asheni taase bein harboim. One sheep you bring in the morning, and the other you bring in the afternoon. Says Rashi, "Sakeves echot." Frekt Rashi akash. Afal pi shekvar nemar beparshas v'atot etzave v'ze asher tase al hamizbeach kvosim bnei shono shnayim layom tomid. So we know already the korban atomid from parshas etzave. Why does the Torah have to repeat it over here? And for Rashi, if just for parshas etzave, I would have said he hoiso azhol imei miluim. That korban atomid was only said for the imei miluim, the inauguration days for the Mishkan. From Chof Gimel through Chof Tes Ado, in the year following that they left Mitzrayim, that's what I would have said. The Kansivel Adoyrois. That's what our parasha is coming to tell us, that this korban is not a one-time thing for the Shivas Me'amiluim, rather for all generations to come. And the Ramban asks and Rashi, take a look over there in Parashas Tetzave, in Posuk Membeis, it says Mefurish, Oilas Tomid Ledoyroisechem. Over there it says that it's for generations to come. So how could Rashi over here say that only for that parasha I would have thought is Azol Imam Elohim? So the Chizkuni, the Sif Sechon brings down a Chizkuni, he answers that L'doi Roseichem I could have learned, it means for two generations. Because Miut Rabim Shnaim, I would have said only for two generations. Kamash V'on, our parasha, it's for all generations. Posuk mem posuk hei vasiri soifo soiles lemincho belulo beshemen kosis revi'is ahin. And together with the animal of the korban atomid, you have to bring a minchas nesochim, which is comprised of 1/10 of an eifa of first grade flour for a mincha, mixed in 1/4 of a hin of oil kosis that is pressed and not ground in order to avoid the sediments. Says Rashi, Soiles Lemincho. This is Minchas Nesochim. This is the Minchas Nesochim that we learned about in Parsha Shlach. Together with every Korban Oilo or Shlomim, you have to bring a Mincha together with it. Keep in mind that a Minchas Nesochim is not treated like a regular Mincha that we saw in Parshas Vayikra, that they take one koimetz, a fistful, and put it on the Mizbeach, and the rest is eaten by Kohanim. Rather, in the case of Minchas Nesochim, the whole Mincha is burnt on the Mizbeach. Posuk Vav, Oilas Tomid Ho Asuyo Behar Sinai L'Reyach Nichoyach Ishel Adonoi. This Oilas Tomid that I just described to you is just like the Oilas Atomid that was done by Har Sinai. Rashi has two pshotim what this is referring to. Either to the Tmidim that Rashi quoted before in Parshas Tetzave, done by the Shivas Me'amiluim, or referring to the Korban Oilo that was done by Har Sinai on Hei Sivan, the day before Matan Torah. And it should be L'Reach Nichoyach, when the Rotzen of Hashem is done, it causes him Nachas Ruach, Ishel Hashem, and the Korban of the fires of Hashem. Says Rashi Asuyo Har Sinai. Pshat number one, Ko'isom Shena Asuyo B'Me'amiluim. Just like the Tomid that was done on the Miluim days. According to that, I'm not sure what the Pasuk is telling me. It's similar to that Korban, and what am I supposed to learn from that? I don't know. Which one was that? At the end of Parashas Mishpatim, the Torah tells us that the Korban is brought over there. Over here, it says Rashi tells us what I'm meant to learn out from there. Shekosubo, over there it says that there was a Kabbalah Sadam. Vayosem Boagonois, he put it, the dam in bowls. Milamed Shetunukli, there's a din, you have to be Mekabel the dam. It doesn't say it in our parasha, we learn out from there that there has to be Kabbalah. Posuk Zayin, Nevinizkoy Revis, Ahina Lakeves Hoechod, Bakoy, Deshaseich, Neser Sheikhor, Ladoinoi. And as part of the Minchas Nesochim, besides the flour and oil that the Posuk mentioned in Posuk A, you also have to bring wine to pour on the Mizbeach, 1/4 of a hin. The same measurement that you had by oil, the oil was mixed into the flour burnt on the Mizbeach. The same measurement, 1/4 of a hin, which is 3 lug, about a liter of wine, and that's going to be poured on the Mizbeach. That's what it means, Bakoidesh, Haseich, you pour it on the Kodesh, on the Mizbeach, Nesech Sheichol Lashem. It has to be wine that's able to be Meshaker, wine that makes you drunk, as opposed to grape juice before it fermented, that's possible to bring on the Mizbeach. Says Rashi v'niskoy yain, a wine libation. Bakodesh Haseich al HaMizbeach Yisnaschu. You pour it on the Mizbeach. There was a special drain over there, not on the fires, but in the drain. Nesech sheicho yayin ha-meshakel. Wine that makes you drunk, prat liyayin begitoi, wine that comes straight out of the press, namely grape juice. Posuk ches ve'isakeves ha-sheini ta'ase b'no ha-boim, k'minchas ha-boi keruch nizkoi ta'ase she'i reach nichoi ach ladoinoi. And the second sheep, bring it in the afternoon, together with the, just like the Minchas HaBoiker, just like the morning Tomid, had a Minchas Nesochim flour mixed with oil, and Uchaniskoy, just like the morning Tomid, had wine, do the same thing over here, Ishei on the fires, Reach Nichoyach Lashem. Here's where Rashi says, Nachas Ruach, Lefonai Shomarti V'Nasa Ratzoyni. It causes me Nachas Ruach, that you did what I told you to do. Why Rashi says this over here, and not above in Posuk Beis, I don't know. Adkan, the daily Korban HaTomid, in the morning and the afternoon. From here on, we talk about the Musafim, the extra Korban is brought on special days, and we start with Shabbos. Uveyoyim HaShabbos, Shnei Chevosim B'nei Shanot Tumimim, Ushnei Esrinim, Soy Lez Mincho Belulav HaShemen, V'nizkoy Oilas Shabbos B'Shabbatoy, and on Shabbos, besides for the two kvosim of the Tmidim, we have to bring an additional 2 sheep within their first year of life, Tmimim, whole without a blemish. And here also, there's a Minchas Nesochim. Each keves gets 1 isoroin, 1 asir isoifo, so 2 kvosim get 2 isoroinim of flour mixed with oil. How much oil? 1/4 of a hin. For each keves, together makes a half a hin, which is 6 lug, viniskoy, and also wine, to pour on the mizbeach, per each keves, it's revis a hin, per both kvosim together, it's a chatzi a hin, 6 lug. Oilas Shabbos b'Shabbatoy, every Shabbos has to have its korban musaf. If for whatever reason you forgot on one Shabbos, you can't make it up on the next Shabbos. Al oilas atomid viniskoy. Rashi makes a double drosh over here. The word al oilas atomid means besides for the oilas atomid, namely besides for both tmidim. We mentioned above you have to bring 2 kvosim from musafim. According to that pshat, al means besides, and oilas atomid means both tmidim. It also means, says Rashi, al on top of the single oilas atomid, namely the tomid shel shachar. It's coming to tell us that the Musafim are brought between the Tomid Shel Shachar and the Tomid Shel Bein Arbayim. V'nisko, and the Tomids, Nisochim, which is referring to the wine, and it also is referring to the Mincha, which did not mention, but whenever you have Nisochim, there's also a Mincha mixed with oil. It says Rashi, Oilas Shabbos B'Shabbatoy, V'loy Oilas Shabbos B'Shabbos Acheres. You can't bring this carbon Musaf on a different Shabbos. Harei sheloi hikriv b'Shabbos zu, shomei ani yakriv shtayim l'Shabbos habo, you should bring double on the next Shabbos. Tamulei ma b'Shabbatoy, magichim oval yoimoi, botel korbonoi. Once the day passed, there is no makeup for the korbonis. This halacha also applies to all the musafim. And similarly, also to a tomit. If you didn't bring a tomit today, you can make it up on the next day. Al oilas atomid, says Rashi, two drushes. Number one, elu musafim levad, besides, oison shnei kvosim shel oilas atomid. And the second drasha, umagid she'en krevin elo bein shnei tmidim. Between the two tmidim, the second drasha is darshaning al on the single oilas atomid. V'chein, b'chol ha-musofim, ne'emar al oilas atomid. All the musofim, it says, al oilas atomid. The Talmud there for this drasha. Namely, besides for the tmidim, and on the first tomid, the tomid shel shachar. What I don't understand is that, how do you make two drushes from one phrase? And more than that, they seem to be opposite drushes. Besides for the double meaning in the word al, the word oilas atomid, is it two or is it one? The two drushes are treating it differently. And Rashi says, you make the same drushes in all the musafim that it says al oilas atomid. So true, by some of them it says al, but by many of them it says milvad oilas atomid. The word milvad definitely only means only the first drusha. Besides for the oilas atomid, it doesn't mean on. That could only be darshan from the word al. So I don't have clarity in the double drasha of Rashi over here and how it applies to the Musafim that it says, Milvad Oilas Atomid. Ad kan the Musafim of Shabbos, and to the Musafim of Rosh Chodesh. Uv'roshei chodsheichem etakrivu oilo ladoinoi, porim b'nei vokor shenayim ve'ay lechod kevosim b'nei shono shivrot temimim. And the Musafim of Rosh Chodesh is made up of two bulls, one ram, and seven sheep. All of them have to be tmimim, whole without a blemish.
Lakeves ho'echod oilogeyach nichoyach ishel adoinoi.
And for every bull, you have to bring a minchas nesochim, three esroinim of flour mixed with oil per par, a total of six esroinim. And the oil is a half a hin per par. That means for both porim, it's a full hin, 12 lugim. And for the one ram, you have to bring two esroinim of flour mixed with oil, one third of a hin, which is four lug. All this is mefurish in Parsha Shlach. And per keves, there were seven of them, but per each one, you bring one esroin of flour mixed with oil. Altogether, it's seven esroinim. Each one mixed in a quarter of a hin, that's three lug, times seven, is 21 lug. Per keves, for all the kvasim together, all these are korban oilois, completely burnt on the mizbeach, reach nichoyach. When you do what Hashem says, it gives him nachas ruach on the fires of Hashem. Says Rashi, Shloisha esroinim kemishpat niske apar, just like any nesochim of any oilo of a par, shekinin ksuvim a parshas nesochim, and we learned in Parsha Shlach. Posog yudalet v'niskehem chatzi ahin yihye lapor u'shlishis ahin elo'ayil u'rviis ahin lakeves yoyin zoi soylas choydesh bechodshoi lechodshei ashono. And the wine to be poured on the mizbeach, a half a hin, which is six lug per pal, a total, that means you have to bring their two porim, so a full hin, and one third of a hin, that's four lug, for the ram, and one quarter of a hin, that's three lug, per sheep. All that is, that's the wine. For some reason, by the wine, the Torah spells out the measurements, but by the oil, not, that you have to refer to Parsha Shlach, to know how much oil there is. Zois oilas chodesh b'chodshoi, this is the oilois, the musafim, of every month, every Rosh Chodesh, on that day. If you missed that month, you can't make it up the next month. L'chot she'ashona, for all months of the year. Says Rashi, Zoyz Eilas Chodesh B'chodshoi. Shimavar Yoimoi, Botel Korbonoi, V'shuv Einoi Tashlum, and you can't make it up the next Rosh Chodesh. פוצק דזבוב וסעיריזים אחד לחטוס לדוינוי אלוי לעשה תמיד יעושה ונזכוי.
And one more carbon as part of the Mustafa Marvash Chodesh, one seir chato, one a he-goat brought for a kol chatos la-Hashem. All this besides for the oilas atomid, and Rashi said the double drosha before, and it's on the first oila, meaning between the two tmidim, yose ve-niskoi, together with the libation, the wine libation of the korban atomid. Says Rashi, Usir izim, the pasuk says, Usir izim echod lechatos lashem. Chatos, chatos is coming for kaporo. What chet is this seir being mechaper for? Says Rashi, kol seir yamusofin boim lechaper al tumas mikdosh v'kodoshov. We're going to see, by every yomtif, besides for the oilois, there's also a seir lechatos. Says Rashi, this seir, and all the seir yamusofim of all the yomim toivim, or being mechapel for tumas mikdosh b'kadoshov, if somebody entered the base of mikdosh, or he ate kodshim while he was tomei b'shoigeg. Hakoil k'moishim b'furash b'masech t'shvus. V'nishtano soy rosh chodesh shenema boi l'ashem. By all the yomim toivim, except for shvus, it says usir izim echod l'chatos. But over here it says l'chatos l'ashem. What is l'ashem coming to teach us? Says Rashi Tupshot. The first pshat, lelamedcho shemechaper al she'ein bo yediyo loy betchilo v'loy basoif. That the seir of Rosh Chodesh is coming to be mechaper on in a person that never knew he was tummy in the first place. And afterwards, nobody told him that he was tummy. So he can't even bring a koman oil of a yoyred that's brought for tumas mikdosh v'kadoshov if he knew at some point that he was tummy. But this person never knew he was Tamei, not at the beginning and at the end. What's Mechaper for that? Tumas Mikdosh V'Kadoshov? That's the Seir of Rosh Chodesh. How is that learned out from the word Lashem? Shein Makir B'Chet, El HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Levad. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows about this Chet. Nobody knows about it. U'Shar HaSeirim, all the Seirim of the Musafim, of all the Regolim, also Lemeidi Mimeno is learned out from here, that it's B'Mechaper Al Tumas Mikdosh V'Kadoshov, in the case she'ein b'yediyo loy b'tchila v'loy b'soif. That is the first pshat of Rashi. Why it says l'ashem? Second pshat, the second is a drash. U'medrash ebu agodo, omar hakadosh baruch hu, hoviu kaporo olai, al shemi atati esayer reyach. Says hakadosh baruch hu, kaviyochol, I need a kaporo, because I made the moon smaller. This is referring to what Rashi brings down on Parshat Bereishis. First, it describes the sun and the moon as Shnei Amoiris HaGdoilim. They were both the same size. And then it says, HaSamoir HaGodoil Memsheles HaYoim VaSamoir HaKotoil Memsheles HaLailo, that the moon was diminished. And that, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hoviyo Alay Kaporo Al Shemi'atiti Yesayoreach. And it's worth noting what it says in the Masoiris HaShas and the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Tesamad Aleph, the Gemara that this Rashi is coming from. And I quote, Zehu soid misoidoi sakabolo. The ein lehavinoi kemashmoi chasvesholim. That a Kodesh Baruch Hu needs a kaporo, kaviochel, a Kodesh Baruch Hu did a chet. Chasvesholim. Ki kol kvudo bas melach pnimo. This has to be understood. Al derech soid misoidoi sakabolo. Al oilas atomid yeose. Kol hakorban hazeh. The entire musaf of Rosh Chodesh. Not just this posuk seir izim is al oilas atomid. But all the korbanos mentioned in Posuk Yud Aleph, all the Musaf. Veniskoi, says Rashi, ain't veniskoi, the wine libation, ain't veniskoi Musaf ala soir. It's not talking about the Nesochim of the soir lechatos, because she'in Nesochim lechatos. There are no Nesochim for achatos. We saw in Parsha Shlach, only korban oilo, and shlomim, rather this veniskoi is referring to the Nesochim of the oilas atomid. And although it doesn't say mincha, but it includes also the mincha, b'lulav ha-shemen. Ad kan, the first part of the eighth and last topic of Parshas Pinchos, Tmidim and Musafim.